In the beginning, there is Adina and her Earth Mother. Adina, in utero, listening to the advancing yeses of her mother's heart, and her mother in the labor room, vitals plunging. Binary stars. Adina swaying in zero gravity. Therese, fastened to the operating table. The monitor above the bed reports on their connected hearts. Beating heart, heart, beating heart, beating. Therese's blood pressure plummets as Adina advances through the birth canal. She has almost reached Earth. At this moment, Voyager 1 spacecraft launches in Florida, containing a phonograph record of sounds intended to explain human life to intelligent extraterrestrials. It is September 1977, and Americans are obsessed with Star Wars, a Civil War movie set in space. Bounding to the stage after hearing her name, a Price is Right contestant loses her tube top and reveals herself to a shocked Burbank audience. In the labor room of Northeast Philadelphia Regional, no one notices Therese's plummeting blood pressure. Something lighter and more conscious detaches and slips beneath the body on the table, underneath the floor and sediment, landing in a corridor of waist-deep water. Behind her, unembodied darkness. Far in front, over an expanse of churning waves, a certain cherishing light. Therese wants the light more than she wants health, more than she wants this baby's father to become a shape that can hold a family. She forces one leg through the water, then the other, trying to paddle herself like a vessel. The contents of Voyager 1's record were chosen by Carl Sagan, a polarizing astronomer who wears natty turtleneck blazer combos and has been denied Harvard tenure for being too Hollywood. Carl and his team have assembled over 100 images depicting what they decided were typical Earth scenes: a woman holding groceries, an insect on a leaf. The sounds include Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good, the sorrowful cries of humpback whales, and recordings of the brainwaves of Carl's third wife. Footsteps, heartbeats, and laughter. Destinationless, Voyager 1 will travel 1.6 light years, farther than any human-made object. At a press conference, Carl says that launching this bottle into the cosmic ocean is intended to tell the human story. The astronomers hoped to include the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun, but Columbia Records asked for too much money. It's hard to make human beings believe in things. Also not included is 1977's top hit, Barracuda. Though every story hummed that year over the upholstered dividers of United States of America, or yelled between cars pinned atop Auto World pistons, or delivered through the eldritch mists of Beautyland's perfume section, is told over the twinned guitars of the two sister band from Chicago. It plays on the radio in the nurse's station at Northeast Regional, a speck of Panasonic rustle between songs.